podcast networking and cross promotions. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Whew, let's go. Welcome to episode 36. Yesterday, we talked about how your back catalog can be used as a marketing tool. Today, we need to talk about the single most effective way to grow your audience in the modern podcast landscape. Most podcasters spend hours crafting the perfect Instagram reel or Twitter thread. They post it, they get 50 likes, and they think they are doing great. But when they check their podcast analytics, they realize those 50 likes translated into exactly zero new downloads. This happens because of a concept called conversion friction. When someone is scrolling Instagram, they are in a visual, short attention span mode. If you put a link to a 45-minute audio file in front of them, you are asking them to do a massive amount of work. You are asking them to close the app they are currently enjoying, open Spotify, search for your name, put in their headphones, and commit their time. The friction is too high. The conversion rate from social media to a podcast app is notoriously terrible. If you want to acquire new podcast listeners, you have to market to people who are already inside a podcast app. Think about it. The easiest person in the world to convince to listen to a podcast is someone who is currently washing their dishes with their AirPods in, actively listening to a podcast. To reach those people, you need to do cross promotions. You need to partner with other podcasters. Many creators view other podcasters in their niche as competitors. This is a complete myth. If a listener loves true crime, they do not just listen to one true crime podcast. They subscribe to 10 of them. If you run a marketing show, your listeners are hungry for more marketing content. There is enough pie for everyone. There are three tiers of cross-promotion you should be utilizing. Tier 1 is the guest swap. This is the easiest. You invite the host of a similar-sized show to be a guest on your podcast, and in exchange, you go on theirs. But here is the critical rule. You cannot just show up. During the interview on their show, you must actively demonstrate massive value, and you must politely ask them to put a clickable link to your show at the very top of their show notes. Tier 2 is the promo swap. This is where you agree to run an ad for each other's shows. But please, do not just swap pre-recorded, highly produced audio trailers. They sound like radio commercials, and listeners skip them. Instead, do a host read endorsement. Send the other host 3 bullet points about why your show is great and ask them to read it in their own voice. When a host says, "Hey guys, I want to take a quick break to tell you about Mark's show. I listen to it every week and it's fantastic." That transfers the host's trust and credibility directly to you. Tier 3 is the feed drop. This is the holy grail of podcast growth. A feed drop is when you take an entire full-length episode of someone else's podcast and you publish it on your own RSS feed. They do the same for you. You record a quick 2-minute intro saying, "Hey everyone, Mark here. I'm taking the week off, but I wanted to introduce you to a show I absolutely love. Here is a full episode of their podcast. If you like it, go subscribe." With a feed drop, the listener doesn't have to click a link or search for anything. Your content starts playing automatically in their ears. It is the lowest possible friction for discovery. Your action step for today is to go to Apple Podcasts, search your primary keyword, and scroll down until you find 3 shows that look like they have a similar audience size to yours. Email the hosts. Tell them you love their work and ask if they are open to a host-read promo swap. Stop fighting for attention on social media. Go to where the listeners already are. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about the pre-interview warm-up and how to stop awkward conversations before they start. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.